You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Just on the north side of Whangarei, there's a whole lot of hills, Puke and Pa sites. Onoke Pa is one of those, just hidden, just out of Te Kamo, on the north side of Te Kamo, between Dip Road and the residential kind of suburbia area. It's mostly sitting in Dock Reserve, and then there's a 9-hectare paddock that's proposed for 93 houses to go on it, and our hapū of Ngāti Kahu o Torongari has been working over generations to prevent houses going on the sensitive site. It's a pā site which up until the 1800s was an important place for the processing and preparation of the dead. So for us, it's like a cemetery. It's like a urupa. And it's a place that we go in reverence of that history.
I saw that you guys won in the Environment Court in 1996, where it was recommended the land should be reserved as wahitapu, as the sacred land. Why did nothing come from this following the win?
Yeah, we don't know why this is happening again. The 90s, you know, that was a generation that's mostly gone now, that protected onoke in the Environment Court. And everyone thought it was forever. And so for this generation now to be needing to pour our resources and time and effort into now looking at an Environment Court process again, it's just crazy. Why didn't it get protected back in the 90s? We've asked these questions of the council, Whangarei District Council, who have responsibilities for they've got responsibilities for scheduling sites and areas of significance in the district plan. So everyone who looks at buying those lands know, and they're fully aware, that it's of significance to Māori. But that was not progressed, even though there was a plan change soon after that, 96, to add sites and areas of significance. So, you know, there's just so many questions. And then again in the 2000s it was zoned as residential, and we've got no recollection or evidence of the hapū being engaged when that came up, when it changed from rural to residential zoning.
How can people help?
We've got a good number of not only hapū members but the local community who have their concerns coming together. The local schools as well are really keen to learn a lot about onoke, but also the other parts of our culturally significant landscape that we live on and often don't know about. And then also we have a petition running on Action Station, which is 927 strong now after only just over 1 week. So we're just rallying up support to show that we need to protect onoke, and that people care about onoke and our cultural histories that we have right there at our doorsteps.
Are there any last words you would like to say about this case?
I guess another big mahi for anyone who's been through like a direct land issue or water issue before is that we often need a lot of technical advice. People who can review documents, who can also support even through to legal advice. All of these things are welcome to our kaupapa to protect onoke pa. The more minds, the better. Yeah. And so, if you're in Whangarei or outside of Whangarei, we welcome those who are keen to reach out. Through our petition, perhaps, is the best pathway to get in touch with us as the working group that are looking to do whatever we can to have long-term protection of onoke, not just for the short term.
Thank you so much, Nikki. Hopefully people can listen to this and sign that petition.
It's valuable too, because we have, it shows that it's public interest, which gives us, a bit more it gives us more weight in the Environment Court process, we hope, all of those things. So it all matters.